This is a summary from beginning to end of the book of Acts. Jesus said, go. Joy overflows. Peter is bold. Multitudes told. 3,000 saved. People amazed. Community made. Jesus obeyed. Miracles done. Lame beggar jumps. Awe and wonder. Persecution. Everyone prays. The room starts to shake. Boldness and faith. The gospel proclaimed. The sick are healed, the demons flee, many believe, but some are aggrieved. Arrest and derision, prayer and petition, angelic mission, break out from prison. Then Stephen preaches, grace unleashes, power increases, God's message reaches. Leaders are jealous, hate makes them zealous, visions of heaven, stones become weapons. Saul takes his place, destroying the way, prison awaiting those who remain, believers battered, the church scattered, dreams in tatters, but that's when it happens. Our God is great, he makes no mistakes, Gentiles now saved, the gospel unchained, Jerusalem first, Judea then heard, Samaria third, then the rest of the earth. Saul sees the light, loses his sight, surrenders his life, now zealous for Christ. Missionaries go, the gospel is sown, churches are grown, darkness overthrown, the sick are healed, demons flee, many believe but some are aggrieved, prison again, praising his name, the earth starts to quake but no one escapes, the jailer amazed, falls on his face, cries out for grace, new life that day. The word goes forth that Jesus is Lord. Many are sure, but others ignore. Some become nasty. Crowds become angry, rioting madly. Paul beaten badly, but love still compels. The church is propelled. The sick are made well. The hurting are helped. Years come and go. Christians still go. The church, it still grows, and Paul never slows. But prophecy states Jerusalem awaits. Arrested again, prison his fate. In God's sovereign plan, before kings he stands, proclaiming the fact that God became man, taken to Rome, shipwrecked in storm, Malta now home until a new boat. Paul is now stranded, not how he planned it, but God had a hand in it, kingdom expanded. In Rome, Paul docks, his house not locked, then Acts suddenly stops abruptly, dot, dot, dot. Acts 28. But what of Paul's fate? And what of the state of the church through the age? Wait, this is exciting. We get to write it. Acts 29 is the chapter we shine in. In this day and age, the gospel remains the message he gave with the power to save. Hallelujah.